Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Raphlask Emper. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Gazzella. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Raphlask Emper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Emper hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a pop-up towards short. Flask Amper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Combs reaches second base with a double. Hoyt moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoyt scores. Combs scores. Koenig moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Koenig scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball towards left. Falk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Falk. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball towards center. Metzler catches it and throws to home to double up Ruth. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Flask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper is 0-for-1 in the game. Flask Amper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Com reaches second base with a double. Falk goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Yankees. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazare hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella is 0 for 1 in the game. Gazzella hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hoyt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Flask Amper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Flask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flask Amper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Falk reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella is 0 for 2 in the game. Gazzella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Flask Amper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bango takes first base on ball 4. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bango moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bango moves to third. Hoyt moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing right field. Ray Flask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flask Amper hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella is 0-for-3 in the game. Gazzella takes first base on ball 4. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Johnny Ma still pinch runs for Buck Krause. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Bert Cole. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.